Opponents on Senate Bill 51, an act to increase certain license and renewal fees assessed to chiropractors. We'll allow Mr. Monroe to
join us. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brad Zell. I'm the attorney for the South Dakota Board of Chiropractic Examiners. We're in support of Senate Bill 51, which essentially amends three statutes, which increases the fee that the licensing board can charge to a cap from $100 to $300. The $100 cap has been in existence since 1986. The board has, over the last few years, run into a shortage of funds due to discretionary income it relied upon in the past. And so that is why we're seeking to increase the cap up to $300 so that we can assess the licensees of this profession, which there are approximately 250, to cover the budgetary costs that have increased over the years. Also testifying today will be Dr. Thomas Stoltz, who is the vice president of the board, and also will be testifying will be Dr. David Eggers from Brookings, who's the South Dakota Chiropractic Association president. Other than that, I'll turn this over to Dr. Stoltz.
Thank you. Mr. Zell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dr. Tom Stoltz. I'm from Yankton. I was appointed by Governor Janklow in July of 1995 to serve on the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I assure you that I'll try to go along with the four B's of public presentation: be knowledgeable, be enthusiastic, be brief, and be gone. And so I'm going to try to accomplish that goal. I can assure you that the amount of our budget that currently comes from our licensees is less than 50%. The remaining part of that comes from various activities. One of the major activities is peer review. Our peer review income has plummeted from, and I can give you the exact numbers. In fiscal year 2000, that figure was 22,750. In fiscal year 2001, it was 16,500. So far, up to date, in fiscal year 2002, we only got 5 months left, $3,300. Well, there are reasons for that. I think our chiropractors are doing a much better job of documenting their care, and our board has gone out on a very aggressive campaign to raise the standard of our own doctors of chiropractic, and that's one of the reasons why our peer review has dropped. We are here to ask for your support of this bill so that we can continue to function in the capacity of protecting the citizens of this state that utilize chiropractic care. In my position, I'm investigative officer for all consumer complaints, and I also oversee the peer review. So I know firsthand that this is an absolute critical bill for our ability to continue to function.
Thank you. Other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is David Eggers. I'm from Brookings, South Dakota. I'm presently the South Dakota Chiropractors Association president. And recently, the board of directors voted to sponsor and support the South Dakota Board of Chiropractic Examinations request for additional increase in the dues that are being paid presently. So I would ask you that you support the bill and send it out of committee with a due pass law.
Thank you, Mr. Eggers. Any other proponents? Mr. Monroe, we will allow you some summation if you like, since you weren't here able to be here right away. Are there any opponents? Seeing none. Representative Monroe, if you would like a few minutes. Didn't mean to cut you out. We had a limited amount of time left. We wanted to take your test.
I was listening to this. Excellent. I was listening to you on the internet, and I unplugged, and I just said, you just were voting the last bill, so I unplugged my earphones and ran up, and you already had a guy up here. So, but it's quick. Shows your efficiency. I just wanted to say that there's no problems within the association or the profession that I know of on this bill, and it's a good bill. Appreciate if you pass it. It's revenue neutral for everybody involved. And
Representative Monroe, could I ask a question? I am in the industry, in the real estate industry, and we in the industry make it a point that we're going to pay all of our expenses. Isn't that the way your profession is handled, all your management, the review, so on and so forth? There's no outside tax dollars that come in to pay this?
No, Mr. Chairman, it's just all inside.
Your own industry is picking up the tab for that, your license.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Representative Peterson.
I was going to bring up, I guess you covered part of it just now, is that you, what you're trying to do with this bill is to basically tax yourself so you can do what you have to do as an association to test people and have peer review and this type of thing, and it's only your money that's being used.
That's right.
First bill I ever voted on in 1977 was podiatry, and they want to do the same thing, and I had a heck of a time finding out what they wanted, but now I know. Thank you.
Yeah, any other questions?
Tax themselves all the time.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
President Monroe? See no further questions? Are there, we'll close the committee, excuse me, we'll close the public, we have anxious members here. We'll close the public testimony to committee discussion and or action. Representative Madsen.
I move due pass.
Now that surprises me. Due pass. And seconded by Representative Olson. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, all those in favor for a due pass motion on Senate Bill 51 will say aye and opposed nay. Secretary will call a roll.
Galka?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Minsky?
Aye.
Hansen? Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Kono?
Aye.
Move consent.
That motion passes. 10?
11.
11-0. Consent motion by Representative Peterson, seconded by Representative Olson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Goes on consent. Thank you, committee.